The Final Furlong podcast is proudly brought to you by Tote. Think all place pots are the same? Think again. 10% bigger dividends when you bet direct with Tote Plus at tote.co.uk.
Delighted to say that once again on the Final Furlong podcast, I'm joined by the world's leading trainer, Aidan O'Brien. Aidan, hope all is well with you.
All good, Emmett, thank God.
Excellent, especially ahead of a huge weekend for you. We'll start at Irish Champions weekend with St. Mark's Basilica, who unfortunately had to miss the Judmont, but is such an exciting horse. And I say that because he has such an explosive turn of foot. And that's one of the things about a racehorse that we look for most, because it can get him out of trouble. Four Group 1s in a row, if we count last year's Dewhurst as well. So he's bidding for his fifth. How is he? And how do you feel about the weekend?
Yeah, no, good. Everything has went well since his mishap just before York. No, everybody seems very happy with him at the moment, Emmett.
Any disadvantage in missing that race at York?
Listen, obviously it was part of his programme, and obviously he missed that part of it. We were lucky to get him back, really, and he got back into kind of full enough swing, quick enough, really. I suppose obviously he missed the race, and that's it was part of his program. But we're happy with the way everything's going at the moment.
And I know that in his work prior to that incident, which resulted in an infection, that you were very pleased with everything that was going on with him, and that you were very bullish. Has he returned to that state of work?
No, very happy with him. Like I said, everything has went well since. Now he has been in full work for a little while now. So everyone seems happy, really.
Can't wait to see him. He could be joined by stable companions. There's Armory, who was third in the race last year. Love as well, but Love also has the Curra option. She could go for the Moyglare Jewels Blandford Stakes. Has a decision been made yet?
No, not yet. Obviously, we'll see in the morning. They're all going through their tests and everything there today. So hopefully we'll have results back of all those this evening or in the morning. So we kind of see where we're going then when that all comes together, really.
And what have you made of Love's campaign so far this year? Because it started so brilliantly at Royal Ascot.
Yeah, no, we've been happy with her three runs, really. Obviously, she won first time out, and then she was a little bit at the mercy of pace in the next two races. Probably she's a filly who wants a strong, high-tempo race to be seen at her best. The last two weren't that really suited her. It obviously suits some horses, but she's a filly like is seen at her best when the tempo is strong.
So keep the faith.
I know everything has been well with her since, Dave, Emmett.
Excellent. Good to hear. All right. The Coolmore America Justify Matron Stakes. I think I'd be killed if I didn't mention that. Mother Earth has been one of the most consistent horses of the season. She's been an absolute superstar and was once again in the winner's enclosure for you recently enough. She's got good backup in the shape of Joan of Arc and Empress Josephine, but is this the plan for Mother Earth?
Yes, that's the plan, absolutely. She's been well since her last run, and the same, everyone has been happy with her as well. It was the plan for a good while for her.
Excellent. And would she be joined by Joan of Arc and Empress Josephine, who've had good campaigns of their own?
Yeah, no, I suppose the Empress Josephine is probably the most likely one to join her. Everything is well with her since the last day as well. The plan at the moment is for the two to go.
Okay, and you'll be aware of the weather forecast just as much as I am. We're not that far away from each other, and it's lashing rain right now. If it rains at the weekend, it'll suit Empress Josephine from Mother Earth.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Listen, Empress Josephine, obviously, exactly. She has good form in soft ground. Mother Earth has form in soft ground as well. But obviously, it probably suits Empress Josephine soft ground. Mother Earth seems very versatile ground-wise, really.
I'm excited to see what Mother Earth can do. And she's just a brilliant, brilliant racehorse. We'll switch countries. And look at the United Kingdom. High definition. The lads have supplemented him for the St. Ledger at a cost of 40k. You've obviously got Sir Lucan in there as well, although I did notice that there's the option of the Irish St. Ledger for him as well. What has come to light since High Definition's disappointment last time out?
Yeah, no, he was fine. He came out of the race well, and it was just kind of obviously used as a stepping stone on the way to the Ledger. And he ran very well. We taught the Mediterranean made it that day, and he went at even pace. And High Definition was came out of the race well. He maybe just got caught behind the second horse a little bit, and where ideally he'd have probably preferred to have following the Mediterranean at more even pace. Just the pace went out of race a little bit. On the bend before the straight, and probably didn't suit him ideally, but obviously he was being prepared for the Ledger rather than that race. So, but came out of the race well, and we always thought that the trip would suit him, that we always thought that he would stay well.
Yeah, and you've thought the world of him. I mean, this is something that you said to me at the start of the season, but you were concerned about perhaps the Guineas being a little bit too short for him. And that he would be more of a stamina horse, and the mile six really should bring out the best in him. If he's going to have his day this year, this should be the race.
Well, we always thought he would stay. Obviously, he had a little bit of a blip in the Irish Derby, and he got a fright and lost his confidence a little bit in it. So it was important that he came out of the race well and out of his next race well, and went into it nicely and came out of it well without feeling that it was the be all and end all for him. So really going to York was a confidence thing for him, to bring him back forward. And I suppose like he had a lot of ground to make up on the horses from the Irish Derby, so that wasn't going to happen at one big jump. Like, we'd always rather just take a baby jump and then take another jump, you know. So that's what we did. So hopefully that will work. We always thought that he would get a mile and a half well or further. So we're going to find out plenty more about him, really.
And what about our old friend Sir Lucan?
Yeah, no, he's in good form as well. Frankie rode him the last day and was happy. He thought he was going to be best ridden with cover. Frankie was very happy with him that day, but he said in an ideal world he'd like to maybe cover him a little bit more. He just said he felt in York when he saw the open space, he saw it a little bit earlier than he wanted. And in an ideal world, he might like to take his time a little bit more on him. But he's in good form since then as well.
And does that suggest then that Frankie will be on board?
No, I don't. No, obviously I was speaking about Frankie because he had rode him the last twice, you know. So so I suppose we'll see what will happen, obviously, this evening first and then in the morning and then hopefully put the right jockeys and the right horses, really.
I tried to sneak that one out of you, Aidan. Sorry about that, but I had to swing for it to see if we could. But obviously, he'd be a great jockey booking if possible.
Yeah.
Innisfree. So he came back from 651 days with a fine run in the Royal Whip. And he does have plenty of options at the weekend, but the Paddy Power Stakes makes the more sense in my mind.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the one we were looking at with him. But obviously, he was left in a lot of other races in case scenarios changed with other horses. But that was the race we had our eye on for a good while with him. And he went to the Curragh to start off with the view to coming back to that race. So I think that's the most likely scenario at the moment, unless some of the other horses fall by the wayside in some of the other big races and the combinations change. But that's what we're thinking of at the moment.
And bringing a horse back from such a long layoff successfully is something that you've done in the past. But the fact that you've kept him in training just goes to show how highly you regard him.
Yeah, obviously his form is there to be seen from a two-year-old. And we always thought that a three-year-old was going to be his time, but he had a few little blips and didn't get out. So we're looking forward to him this year, and obviously we took our time with him and didn't take any chance with him, and that's probably why he hasn't appeared until now. But we always thought, like, for an older horse, a four-year-old, the autumn is where it kind of really starts, and the year runs into December now, really.
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of it's massive now, and it's kind of wild how fast the year is going by as well. In terms of juveniles, Lullaby is a horse who is the shortest price in the market for you for the Moigler, but you've got some beautifully bred horses in there. Like, Concertwall was disappointing last time out, but I'm sure there was an excuse for that, and there are better days ahead for her, and Prettiest as well. What is the current thinking for the Moigler at the Curragh?
Yeah, at the moment it could be Prettiest. Lullaby might go to Leopardstown for the 7 furlong fillies race.
Oh, okay.
at the moment. But Perseus, we ran her in the Hinds the last day, and maybe it was a little bit tight for her. So we gave her a little bit of chance to get over that, and she seems to be back in good form. So obviously some of the others could run with her, but she seems and thinking at the moment that she could be our main one.
All right. So Prettiest, who, when Aidan says the Hinds, he means the Phoenix Stakes, but always goes with the older names. And she's a very, very fast horse and beautifully bred as well. Dubawi out of Alice Springs, who was an absolute monster for you.
Yeah, absolutely. She's very well bred filly, and you would imagine that seven shouldn't be any problem to her.
Also on Sunday, there's the small matter of the trip to France for Snowfall.
Yeah, she's in good form. Obviously, she's left in a lot of races too, but that's the one we had her eye on for a while. And the plan at the moment is for her to go there.
And she would be taking in the Prix Vermeil, which would be the filly's arc trial.
Absolutely.
And obviously, everything that we've seen from her so far this season has been historic and legendary, and that's officially on the record. Like, she set a record-winning margin in the Oaks, record-winning margin for 100 years in the Irish Oaks. What she did at York last time out was spectacular as well. This, I suppose, just gives her more of a feel of what France and racing in France is like.
Yeah, I suppose, and it's around Longchamp, so... listen, it's always nice to have a little look at the track you're going to run over. Obviously, if she was to go to the Arc, it's a massive race, and it's obviously an Arc prep, really.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and one of the best. So it'll be interesting to see what she does, and I'm sure that there will be time comparisons with Adair and all of that to come as well. But she's such an exciting horse, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing her in action. Speaking of exciting horses, you've only got two entered in the National Stakes, the great Vincent O'Brien National Stakes. And of course, the star of the show there is Point Lonsdale, who has just been a monster for you this season.
Yeah, no, everything has went well since the last day with him as well. He's a very straightforward, off-handed horse, really. So, we've been delighted with him all the way, really, from the first time he ran at the Curragh, then to Ascot, and then Leopardstown, came back to the Curragh the last time. So, no, everything has went well since.
And Aidan, plans for him afterwards, like if he comes through this test and wins, would he go for the Dewhurst?
I'm not sure. Like, obviously, we always take one race at a time with them all, really. Like, he's had four runs already. So, obviously, we don't ever really discuss those things too much until we get over the race that we're trying to compete in first, I suppose, really.
Okay. And the Comer Group, not named after my town, but Comer Group International Irish St. Ledger, you've got a number of entries here, including Aaron Levine, who was devastatingly impressive at the track over this distance not so long ago, but has kind of lost his way a little bit since then, but it's a warning there to everybody that he's capable of that. What are the current running plans?
Yeah, no, obviously he could go there. I suppose Passion might be the main one. She's, I think she ran in that trial as well. She came forward a nice bit from it, but will come forward plenty more. She's Philly just takes a good bit of getting fit. She's working nicely, and so we're thinking that's where she might go next.
And finally, Aidan, just because our American listeners will go nuts if I don't ask you about this, Santa Barbara, is she going to head back to the States before the Breeders' Cup?
Yeah, she is. She's going to go to Keeneland. I think she has the two race options in Keeneland, one race after the other. I think one is a mile and the other is 9 furlongs. So that's the plan, is to go there with her next, and that's the race she's penciled in for.
So the QE2 in Keeneland then. Peter Fornatel called it on the podcast as well. He suggested that's where you would go. Out of all the horses that you're going to unleash, who are you most looking forward to?
Obviously, we're looking forward to them all. Emmett, really. They're all trained for their specific races at the moment. You just hope that they get there, and hopefully they're on well.
Best of luck to you. It's St. Mark's Basilica for me. Boring, I know, but I'm just very much looking forward to that clash, and I hope that he does the business for you Stay safe, and please God, we'll chat again before the Breeders' Cup. Aidan O'Brien, it's a pleasure as always.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much, Emmett.
A gentleman as always, Aidan O'Brien, who has some big guns to fire for Irish Champions Weekend and the St. Ledger and indeed the ARC Trials at Paris Longchamp as well. It's going to be a huge weekend, and hopefully we got you some good insight and potentially some gravy there as well. So a huge thanks to Aidan for joining us yet again on the Final Furlong podcast. We'll be back with another special edition of the show very, very soon, which we hope you like. Rory is here tomorrow, Thursday, to preview the weekend's action, and we'll review it all on Monday's show, of course, as well, as usual. And there's another special edition of the Final Furlong podcast to come too. So a number of special editions that we're working on, something a little bit different. We hope you're going to like them. All of that and plenty more to come right here on the Final Furlong podcast. If you like this interview with Aidan O'Brien, if you like the show, retweet, share on social media. That's all we ask of you. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on whatever podcast app you're using. If you're using Spotify, subscribe for free. You can listen to us for free on Spotify. Same with Apple Podcasts. Same with CastBox, Podbean, TuneIn. Hit that subscribe button. You'll never miss an episode. It doesn't cost you anything, but it helps the algorithm, and that always helps. And you got us into the top three on Apple Podcasts again over the weekend, which is just insane. So thank you so much for doing that. Thank you so much for being the best listeners in the world. We're very, very lucky to have you. So we're looking forward to more exciting content coming your way, and hopefully more exciting announcements coming your way as well. But more on that later. Tips to come from Rory De Largy, another special edition of the show, and a review of the weekend's action, all on the way for you. You can listen to us on Spotify or any podcast app for free. So the only thing that we ask of you is to like, share, subscribe. It's not going to cost you anything, but it'll be a help to us. Look after yourself, stay safe, and let's get that gravy for the weekend. Talk to you soon. God bless.
The Final Furlong podcast is proudly brought to you by Tote. Think you can't get better value? Think again. 10% bigger dividends when you bet direct with Tote Plus at tote.co.uk.